This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with the Saudi Crown Prince, the King of Jordan and the King of Bahrain. Prime Minister Modi spoke with Saudi Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman over the phone, condemning recent attacks on Saudi Arabia as a violation of its sovereignty. Both leaders stressed the urgent need to restore regional peace and stability. Mr. Modi thanked the Crown Prince for safeguarding the Indian community. The Prime Minister also spoke with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, expressing solidarity with the people and appreciation for support to the Indian community. In a separate call with the King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Mr. Modi conveyed India's concern over the situation and reaffirmed support for peace, security and the well-being of the Jordanian people. Mr. Modi acknowledged the King's care for the Indian community. The conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched fresh waves of missiles and drone attack. Iranian-backed militia has targeted US assets across Gulf countries, including the UAE, Kuwait and Bahrain, following the killing of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and other top officials. In response, Israel and the US struck dozens of targets in Tehran, attacking Iranian military intelligence sites. The Israeli Air Force also reported Iranian missiles launched at Israeli territory yesterday. Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said operations in Iran could last 4 to 5 weeks, though he is prepared to continue longer. He outlined the objectives to destroy Iran's missile capabilities and highlight its navy and prevent nuclear weapons development. He offered condolences for 4 U.S. troops killed. Talking to a news channel, Trump warned that a big wave is yet to come without ruling out sending U.S. forces into Iran if necessary. U.S. Central Command said it has sunk 11 Iranian ships in the Gulf of Oman and struck over 1,250 targets in the first 48 hours, including ballistic missile facilities hit by B-2 stealth bombers. Meanwhile, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the recent losses of its supreme leader and the other top officials have not shaken Iran, but rather made it stronger, adding the enemy will no longer be safe anywhere in the world. The Red Crescent reported 555 deaths in Iran from U.S. Israeli attacks, including about 180 children at a girls' school in Minab. Iranian state media said the wife of the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei also succumbed to airstrike injuries. In Israel, an Iranian missile hit Beit Shemesh, killing 9 and injuring over 20 people. In Lebanon, Israeli artillery strikes following Hezbollah attacks killed at least 50 to an injured 154, prompting the Lebanese government to ban Hezbollah's military activities. India and Canada have exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talk between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks yesterday, Mr. Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास और संबंधों की मैच्योरिटी का प्रतीक है। हम डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज, मैरिटाइम डोमेन अवेयरनेस और मिलिट्री एक्सचेंजेस बढ़ाने पर काम करेंगे। इसी उद्देश्य से आज हमने इंडिया कनाडा डिफेंस डायलॉग की स्थापना करने का निर्णय लिया है।
Indian Railways has ensured that passengers across the country can travel home for the Holi festival with ease and comfort through meticulous planning and coordinated execution across all railway zones. The Ministry of Railways informed that 1,244 Holi special train trips are being operated across various railway zones from 25th of last month to 18th of this month. Northern Railway has made elaborate arrangements at major stations in the Delhi area. Based on continuous monitoring of passenger rush at major stations, 22 special trains are also planned to run today. The South Central Railway has also operated 26 special trains from key originating stations. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that 19 people have died in the explosion at SBL Explosives Company in Katol block of Nagpur district on Sunday. As many as 17 injured workers are undergoing treatment at hospital and their condition remain critical. Nagpur police have registered FIR against 11 of the 21 companies, directors, and that is the end of this news bulletin.